welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's October 6, 2021. I have a prophetic word, not only for the month of October, which is rocket. I promised everyone that a rocket word would be released, but the Lord is also revealing a deeper understanding of some special assignments that's going to go over the next couple of months, how to prepare for the new year. You can chat in your questions. I'll be doing a Q&A later on in the broadcast, but you can follow me on social media, Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, Instagram, Doug T. Addison, YouTube, Doug Addison, and also follow my daily prophetic words, hashtag daily prophetic. You get them delivered to your email. That's what I do. Prophesize over me too. DougAddison.com. Just click on daily prophetic. Well, it's definitely a time. The prophetic word for this month is God is opening the ancient paths and he's bringing special assignments. So Lord, we ask that you would open the heavens now over this word. I pray that this would go out and fall on good soil, that the enemy would not steal this. This is a powerful, powerful word. Whoo, Jesus' name. This is a very fresh word. In fact, I didn't have the word for October. I get a word each month. I have that type of gift where I can get the timing words. But I knew it was going to be a strategic month. And then since September, you know, we've been going through this time. We're coming out of the Jewish New Year, the days of awe, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And then it happened in September this year. But October is usually the time when things start to open. You know, sometimes it takes more time, but suddenly, wow, this one popped open quickly. Traditionally, the Lord opens our books or our assignments for the year on Hashanah Rabbah, which is the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, which was September 27th. That's where they get open. It usually takes a while to get it open. Jesus talks about this very powerful day in John 7:37, where he releases the living water, if you don't know. So that was Monday last week, September 27th. Then on Tuesday, the 28th, I got this prophetic word almost immediately. Things started to open. I'm very, very excited. The Lord is releasing something I really love. I love this one. He's releasing Jeremiah 6:16. The ancient paths are opening. Jeremiah 6:16, this is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient path. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls. Wow. The Lord is opening the ancient paths to those who want to go deeper in intimacy and also higher in spiritual wisdom, revelation, and understanding. Your suffering and your dark night of the soul is coming to an end. And for those who want this, if you want this, ask the Lord. That's what it says right in Jeremiah 6. It said this. He says, therefore, ask, where is the good way? And walk in it, and you will find rest for your soul. So this is a season of rest. But it's not, actually, there is a season of rest. But it's not yet. That's what the Lord says. Don't worry. I'm going to strengthen you right now. Hebrews 4:11 talks about we labor, therefore, to enter into the Lord's rest. The rest of the Lord, which is talking about battling, it's talking about living from a place of intimacy in the Lord. I live there. I stand in the rest of the Lord. It doesn't mean I take time off at all. And so the Lord is calling people right now. He's calling people to step up and contend for this word, contend for what just got released over you. And as you come into agreement with the Lord and with others, you can then battle from the place of rest. But the time of rest has not yet come. The Lord says, no, it's going to come in January. But don't worry. We're being called into a time of prayer right now. But it will be different than we might be used to. There's a new strategy of prayer. There's a new wineskin being released. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up on wings like eagles. They will run and not go weary. They will walk and not be faint. The Lord is sending you supernatural strength, and there is a major impartation of refreshment right now. You could actually begin to decree Isaiah 40, 31, because it is a powerful thing. We've been waiting on the Lord. Many people have been waiting to be released from the season of suffering, the season of limitation. And, you know, to be clear, this is not necessarily calling people to take time off. I'd recommend not doing it unless you totally have a specific word of the Lord. This is a time instead of all hands on deck, and we need to contend for the battle for what God is releasing this year as individuals, churches, businesses, cities, nations. He's going to do it. But this is something greater that's happening. So, Father, I pray that you would release this ancient path. I pray that you would release the new strength to mount up on wings like eagles, to walk and not be weary, to run and not be faint. Jesus' name. Wow. So what is the ancient path, people ask? That's what most people ask. Well, the ancient or old path in the Bible is revelation or understanding of things that have been previously hidden or sealed. Jesus talks about this in Matthew 13:35. He said, I will open my mouth. He's saying this about himself, but he's saying this for you. I will open my mouth in parables, and I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. The Lord is revealing and unsealing revelation and wisdom that has been hidden. It's in the Bible, but all of a sudden, it's going to make sense to you or your current situation. The Lord is raising up people who will be willing to take the ancient path or reconnect with the old ways that is different than the popular message that's being heard today. And, you know, this does not mean that we're going to go back to old-time religion. Do not do this. Don't go back to religion, preaching hell, that type of thing. Try to scare people into convictions. That is not what this is, the ancient ways, or the old ways. Instead, the Lord is going to call you. He's calling people to find a new sound and a language to connect his love to the generations. I have this. I have a new sound. I have a new language that connects people to the Spirit that can be culturally relevant that many people will be able to hear. This is the road less traveled. This is the place where we grow in intimacy with the Lord and for others. So Jesus talks about the greatest commandment. We got to get back to the ancient path. The greatest commandment to love God, love yourself, and love others. It's Matthew 22:36-40. The Lord is releasing a greater revelation and understanding of this and how it aligns you with heaven. It aligns you with his perfect will, and health and finances will flow when you do this. Happened to me. I got healing. Things broke open once I aligned with the greatest commandment in Matthew 22:36. So there is a greater power of love right now. We need to love others. We need to love ourselves. And as we do this, as we release this and let go of what's popular today is judgment and, you know, and those divisions. In Matthew 5:9, Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Wow. So he's looking for peacemakers. He's going to raise up some children of the Lord who could hear his voice. And as you renew your mind away from the pattern of this world, you will then get a greater revelation. Health and healing will set into you. Like sometimes sickness sets in, I tell you, this will set in and shift things around you. God's calling you to do something new right now. But let's take a look again deeper at this Jeremiah 6:16 word. And in fact, the next part of that is, you know, look for the ancient path and walk in it. And then back to this, he says, many people have laid down their callings. Okay, Jeremiah 6:16, but you said, we will not walk in it. I appointed watchmen over you and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet, but you said, we will not listen. Now, this is a time that the Lord is not only calling you to the ancient path to get a hold of some of the new things, but he's also, according to this, Jeremiah 6:16, people have laid down their callings. And so this is part of the original Bible verse that I was prophesying over here. But there's a new sound. Notice it says there's a new sound that's being released. It's going to shift the spiritual atmosphere. It's the new sound that's coming. And the Lord is reconciling the kingdom right now. He's reconciling the books of the gifts and callings of those who said no. And he's now redistributing them. This is not punishment. Whew, there's a power that just got released as I was saying these words. This is not punishment for those. Don't worry if you're listening to me. If you feel like, oh my gosh, what if that was me? You know, just say, Lord, give me everything, or give me what you, not everything, but just give me what you have. Don't worry about it. Listen, this is something that God's doing. This is for the sake of revival. It's for the sake of getting the message of Jesus out to the world. Now, let's take a look at this because it's a little bit controversial to some people. Because we've been taught that the gifts, according to Romans 11:29, for the gifts and the callings are irrevocable. So we've been taught this. It's true. The gift is, you can keep your gift. But because of this, we've been taught about this, you know, that the gifts are irrevocable. But here's a greater understanding into it, that there's gifts and assignments that are, there's spiritual gifts that people don't lose. They go dormant, but they don't lose. However, the anointing, the assignment that comes with it then can be shifted over to someone else. And I'll show you where Jesus talks about this. Even though the gifts are irrevocable, the Lord says that this is a time that the anointing and the assignments can go to someone else. And the person who had it still has the ability to recover later to pursue it. But the Lord's saying right now, actually Jesus said this in Matthew 13:12. He said, whoever has, he's talking about the revelation. He's talking about the understanding of the kingdom and the deeper things. He says, whoever has, to him will be given more, and they will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what they had will be taken from them. So Jesus talks about the fact that those who are not operating in their gifts, they're not doing anything with it, then their greater things, their anointing, their assignments then can shift. And according to Jesus, and with this, the impartation of those who that get it, you know, if you get this, God begins to shift something over you, then you get a double portion. He says, those who have will be given more, and you can get a double portion of this. So this is a time in heaven where the books are being balanced in heaven. There's a shifting of the gifts for the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of revival, for the sake of, I just want to say, this is not a punishment. I hope you can see it. It's an exciting time. I operate gifts and callings that many people, others had laid down, some in my family, some maybe even had died and they got shifted. I operate in those. And so as we do this, we're going to see things like you can operate in the gifts that maybe someone who died and went to heaven. Now, speaking of that subject, there's been a great attack worldwide. Prayer right now. This is a time that prayer has been under attack. So Father, we ask that you would ask right now, so far, we're going to go a little deeper on this, but I'm going to ask, Lord, anything that needs to be done, that you would allow us to do it. And give us the heart and the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the heart to understand. Now, there's been some damages from the pandemic, and Satan has hit us in many places. My goodness, a challenge right now. We haven't been able to meet together. That broke our agreement. It was a lot of worship. That got broke. Sickness and death hit the world. That was another one. Violence. The storehouses have gotten depleted because people lost their jobs. My goodness. Discouragement, anxiety, fear has set in. Violence, confusion, and division. But I tell you, the Lord is going to repay. But the biggest thing we got hit with is prayer. Prayer support. Habakkuk 2:1. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts, and I will look to see what the Lord says to me, and I will answer, and I will give an answer to his complaint. We have lost during the COVID-19 pandemic. the greatest blow on the earth that the enemy has given, among all those other things, my goodness, is we've lost a lot of our mature and elderly. They have died and gone to heaven. They were the ones who were holding up the world in prayer and intercession. They were the unknown ones praying. I had one praying over me for years, got me in the kingdom. And the older people, you don't have to be older, but a lot of the older people had died. And so the Lord is saying right now, there's an urgent call to rebuild the walls of intercession. Something new is being released. The Lord's bringing a repayment for all of this. However, our walls are down. Those golden intercessors, oh my goodness, those people who were interceding for us, and now they're now in heaven. So I heard the Lord clearly say to put the call out to people to pray, to fill the gap with special assignments being released right now. Father, we pray to break off the effects of the pandemic. We break it off of our houses, our churches, businesses. We break off the effects off of ourselves, all of those things. We just say greater is the one in us than the one in the world. We know that you will not be outdone. This is not a punishment. This is a time the Lord is now going to respond in Jesus' name. All right, here you go a little further. There's an urgent call to pray for the next 3 months. Romans 13:12. And by doing this, knowing the time, that now is the time to awaken out of a sleep, for now their salvation is near. Now, so the Lord is saying, I heard him say that this is the time he's going to awaken us out of our sleep to be able to get out of this situation. And the Lord is calling people right now who don't even consider themselves as intercessors to step up on a special 3-month task force from heaven, an assignment to pray, to fill the gap. This is a call from the Lord. I'm giving this prophetic word from the Lord from October through December. The Lord is calling you, he's calling people into a 3-month task force because the walls went down with the elderly and the mature who got taken out. There's a shifting that's going to happen in 2022, but we need to bridge the gap and take the 3-month assignment of prayer and intercession. So Lord, I pray that you would release the special assignment. I pray that you would make sense of it. I don't know how to say it, except you don't have to be an intercessor. But in the midst of this, you're going to see something powerful happen over the next 3 months. It's not time to pull back yet. This is what I was saying at the beginning. He's calling us into the ancient paths. He's opening up things, and he's going to do some new things. But we need a 3-month time to get things into place. So the Lord is restoring the watchman calling. Psalm 127:1, unless the Lord builds the house, they who labor do it in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. You know, since many people were the elderly and the mature, they didn't have to be old, they got taken out, and they were the major watchmen. Watch people, watch women, whoever. And so these have gone to heaven. The Lord is now preparing up a new breed of watchmen, watchmen in prayer. In Ezekiel 3:17, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for my people Israel. So hear the word, I, Lord, and speak warning to them. Now, this is not so much a watchman doesn't have to, you know, speak negative prophetic things. You don't even have to say anything. You can step into this. This watchman is also the Habakkuk 2, where you stand at your gates. I have this. I get up every day. I'm up at 4 a.m. I just want to see what the Lord's saying. I stand in the Habakkuk 2:1. I stand at my watch and I station myself. You know, most of the time, I don't know what I'm seeing or hearing. I just do it on behalf of the kingdom and on behalf of the world as a watchman. And sometimes I share things with people, and sometimes like this, you know, you'll get a word, a prophetic word, you know, but I just get up every day. But the Lord's doing something new right now. He's going to release a new level of the watchman, and he's rebuilding the house. And since many of the major prophetic watchmen, watch people, are now in heaven, a new power is coming. A new urgency to pray is here, is to help us to get now the Lord released the strategy. He's already released your assignment. It got released on September 27th on Hashanah Rabbah. And I've been, you know, you want to look back on the podcast, I've been talking about that. And this is the time now. It's gotten released. Now we need to pray and battle for it because those who normally covered us are in heaven. And we need to raise up. The Lord is releasing a new power, a new urgency to pray. And he's coming into, there's a new paradigm or a wineskin of prophetic intercession and a watchman that will start to emerge over the next few months. They're not here yet. It's a new breed. You might already be one. I'm one. I'm a new wineskin for this. I'm a new paradigm for it. And so the Lord is raising up a breed of new watchmen, watchers, intercession, prophetic intercessors to step up right now. This is a very, very powerful time for us. There's new assignments and callings have been released from heaven after our books were open from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in September. Now the Lord is calling us to step up and say yes, because in Jeremiah, take a look, Jeremiah 6:16 and 17, people had said no. I don't know about you, but the Lord's calling us to say yes to this and to find an amount of amazing strength and revelation that's going to flow to you. When I got this word just recently, just in the last few days ago, I got this word and new strength has come upon me. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, I ask now that you would release this word. That, yeah, how good it is in the midst of this. It's not just a prayer calling. This is not just a prayer calling. It's also the calling to step into the Jeremiah 6:16 and 17. Into that place of the ancient path. So in the midst of this, you stand at the crossroads and look and ask for the ancient path. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. This is where we're heading. Stand at the crossroads, the Lord says. We are at a time, a crossroad. And we want to say yes to what you're doing. So this word for this month is not just a call to pray. It's to ask the Lord to open up the ancient path for you. And to open up the rest for your souls. But it's not time to take off time off of worker ministry. This is a time that we can step up. And we just really want to move into Isaiah 40:31. That you would renew our strength. That we will mount up with wings like eagles. Run and not be weary. Walk and not grow faint. Lord, we pray right now for the ancient path, the ancient revelation, the good way, to find the good way and walk in it. We pray right now that you would raise up intercessors. Ooh, wow. We thank you, Lord, that in the midst of this crazy pandemic, you will. Your word and your ways, everything that you have, will find a way. You will. You will renew us. Greater is the one in us than the one in the world. The Lord Jesus himself said that I will never leave you or forsake you. And he has not left us. We've walked through a difficult time. Lord, I pray that you would release this over us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Powerful time. DougAddison.com. My website. Consider becoming a partner with us, or you know, you can give to us. I don't make a big thing about giving, but I do believe giving is the gateway to blessing. And so you could go to DougAddison.com/give, become a partner. Hey, you could be part of our group. We have a meeting every month with our partners and students, and we have a partner coach that actually we help people through. Some people consider this their church even. And so consider that as well. Follow me on with the Daily Prophetics. And I tell you, there's something really powerful. I'm excited about this, that the Lord called me to do something. He started speaking about this to me a little bit ago. And one of the prophetic words for the year is about the financial storehouses. And I did a training on it, you know, on opening the financial storehouses and restoring things, restoring the financial storehouse. But the Lord has called us to do a school on it, to go deeper. And whether you take in that class or wherever you are, we're going to be doing Kingdom Financial Solutions October 2021, school. This is 49 days that will change your life. 7 weeks, 49 days. And God is opening the heavens right now. Deuteronomy 28, 12, He's going to open the heavens and the storehouses over us. He's going to send rain, but we need to be able to get into some agreement. We need to break some things off. And so the storehouses on earth have been depleted, been talking about this, but the Lord is releasing strategies and solutions from heaven. Watch for financial blessings to open. And we need to develop flows of income. And we need to develop businesses and ministries that can help raise money, extra money. Maybe you're in debt. What I did the longest time, I'd make extra money just to give, or I'd make extra money doing a side project, even the internet, doing side jobs, and then put it towards my debt. I would do this. There's strategies that you can do right now. And so I'm doing my School Kingdom Financial Solutions breakthrough mentoring experience. Let me just explain it, first of all. 7 weeks, and each week you'll receive a video. Well, the first one's live, and it's a live online training with me, and you can ask questions, you can interact. Then each week after that, you'll get a training video, worksheets, breakthrough exercises, but it's not just that. Here's what makes it powerful, is that you can log into the website that we have. We have a special website where our breakthrough coaches, people who know my message, they're there with you, and I interact as well. We get your questions answered. So when you go to do the mentoring and breakthrough exercises each week, they are breakthrough. I call them that because they are. You won't be alone. You can go on the website and then put in your questions. You can put in your prayer requests, put in your responses. So our team will be helping you, plus the other people who took it will be helping. And so over the 7 weeks, there'll be two live sessions. But now I'm adding two more. There'll be four live sessions plus five videos. And it's how to break through the biblical principles of breakthrough. It's hearing God for your strategy, how to increase your financial cash flow, how to develop the Joseph anointing, whether you're a business person or not, how to develop your breakthrough plan, and you'll have access to it the entire thing until the life of our website. Plus, there's a bonus. There's an invitation. Two more. I said there'll be two more live sessions. You'll get invited to our October and November mentoring live session. And right now, if you register right away, there's going to be a drawing for a free 15-minute private session on the phone with me. I call it a breakthrough session. I don't use that word a lot, but it is. It's a 15-minute session on the phone, private with me. We're doing two of those. We're going to draw the names for two of those. And normally, this is $197 for the 7-week breakthrough experience, but we're going to do a special $97. That's less than $14 a week for all of this interaction. Plus, if you need to, you can do a two-pay plan. Go to dougaddison.com/solutions. And I'm just excited right now. I'm just going to pray over this so that you would get this. You know, I got this stuff years ago. So, Lord, I pray for the breakthrough that each of us need financially to be able to get out of debt, or maybe to go, you know, greater level of giving to do something that we were called to do, to step into that true prosperity, having the time, the freedom, and the money to do what God calls you to do when He calls you to do it. Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.